Greatest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott, and I'm in studio with
Leslie Hanks.
Hi, folks. We're here. We're filling in for Bob today. He's got a really busy schedule. We have so many things going on in Colorado. I'm bursting at the seams, and we can't talk about 90% of them. It's unbelievable.
It's an exciting time to be warriors on the front lines for the Lord, and in Denver and Colorado, which is becoming ground zero for the culture wars in the U.S. and for, hopefully, the personhood effort in the country. And it's going to rattle things all around the world, don't you think, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I got a phone call today from one of the leaders of the pro-life movement that is not a compromiser, that is 100% no regulations. He called today and he said, "Do you guys know that you are the hub of the pro-life movement?" I said, "Well, we know we're busy." We're really busy.
The Lord is really blessing our efforts, and it's so exciting and so thrilling and difficult to keep up with all that's happening every minute of every day, but God is so good.
Well, first of all, we should talk about the Life Banquet that's coming up.
We should.
At the end of the month.
Lifecommercials.com, our good friend Steve Curtis, former chairman of the state Republican Party.
And
he makes the best commercials. Everybody needs to check in on his website and see the fantastic work he's doing to try to get legal protection for every human life from the moment of fertilization. And he's having a banquet. Where is it going to be this weekend, Joe?
It's April, the weekend of April 26th.
Oh, that's right. We've got one more week.
Between 6:15 to 8:15. Those are odd hours for a banquet. But Steve is real interested in getting the point out and letting people go home, not making you fall asleep in the chair while the things are going on. It's going to be held at the DoubleTree Hotel in Denver North. That's up in Westminster on Yates Drive, 8773 Yates Drive in Westminster.
Right off 36 on the way to Boulder, right?
Right.
And it's going to be a great gathering. A couple of intriguing things are going to be happening that night.
And the guy that is getting an award that night happens to be one of my personal heroes, one of the most brilliant men I've met in my life, one of the most hardworking men I've met in my life.
One of the hardest working men in showbiz.
In showbiz. I think he works for the show. Yeah,
he does.
Bob Benyart.
He's going to be doing a presentation, which is a follow-up on the big event that we had last year at the state capitol on the anniversary of the first abortion law, when Dr. Alan Keyes and Judy Brown came, and he did his first powerful Focus on the Strategy DVD presentation, and now we're up to about to unveil Focus on the Strategy 3. Is that right?
Oh, that's amazing. And what has happened between last year, April 25th, and this year, April 25th? If we had a two-hour show and just listed things, we wouldn't have time to finish.
That's
It's just amazing.
It's been a wild roller coaster ride. But Bob is going to be making that presentation, and it's sure to have more powerful and wonderful information than even the first two. And so that will be the debut that night. And then he's going to be receiving an award that you received 1 year and I received 1 year. And boy, what a great company we're in to be with Bob getting that award, because he is, well, I tell people this, for years when I first became a Christian in 86, I spent, what is that, you know, several decades trying to find a church where the pastor cared enough to mention the March for Life from the pulpit, and never did find one until I went to Denver Bible Church at your encouraging word. And now I'm with a pastor who 24/7 just lives, breathes, and eats and sleeps the cause of the innocent preborn being destroyed in our country. And I'm just so grateful to be in Denver Bible Church under his teaching.
And not just the cause of life, but the cause of Christ. He is
Amen.
One of the most brilliant men that you'll ever meet when it comes to discussing the Word of God and then being able to explain it to anyone so that you get it right away. His Bible studies are fabulous. In fact, this Sunday, we're going to have a movie marathon. Bob's going to be at single movie of Expelled. I saw the preview. I can't tell you. I was like, that did duct tape me to the seat. I was so thrilled at what happened in that movie, what was exposed.
I think it's going to rock our country. You know, the movie's actually airing commercials right now, and I love the way they're dubbing it. Freedom Friday is the day that the movie's coming out, and I'm going to try to catch up with the movie marathon first thing tomorrow morning as I'm taking my grandkids to the mountains this weekend. But so I won't be able to be at all the showings, but I know that Bob has designed and persuaded the movie company here in Arvada to expand the number of screens that it's going to be shown on. And
That's right.
It's what, debuting now on over 1,000 screens
in the country.
This is Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, and it's all about the connections.
No intelligence allowed.
Intelligent design and how the science, big science, is just penalizing and punishing and browbeating any scientist that believes that God is a creator God. And so I think the atheists are just going to go ballistic once this movie's really out. And the connection between Darwinism and which Brian brought to the forefront, the connection between Darwinism and eugenics and the Columbine shootings, et cetera, and abortion.
The scientists, the secular scientists, are already going nuts. I mean, they've crashed some of the screenings.
That's right.
And they're just doing everything they can possibly do. In fact, I was reading something this morning on WorldNet Daily that they're going to bring some charge that they infringed on some copyright thing for the cell in the movie. And the producers of Expelled found out about it, and they're going to the court first. They've gotten there first, and they're saying, hey, look, there's no copyright infringement here. Let's just head this off at the pass. And so that's probably going to work out just fine for them. But the movie marathon starts tomorrow morning. It goes through Sunday.
That's
every
right.
single showing. And do you know where it is?
Well, we know it's showing at all the screens.
Old Town Arvada.
Old Town Arvada. And then it'll be, I believe it's going to be all over the city of Denver. And this would be a good opportunity, Joe. We might talk about the personhood petition that folks are carrying.
Oh, yes.
This is a fabulous place for people to go to gather signatures. They can go see the movie and make sure they bring their petition, leave it in the car. And then as soon as the movie's over, run out, grab their petition, and stand outside the theater. Now, I don't know whether they may have to get permission from the actual theater owners or the managers on site, but it's a great place where people are going to come out and their hearts are going to be touched, and they'll be thinking about
that's right. Old Town Arvada is where Bob's going to be, Will's going to be, and there's, I guess, some other people from Denver Bible Church that have bought tickets for every single screening. By
all
the
weekend
time this
long.
Weekend is over, they're going to be able to come out and repeat the movie. I've been once, but I'm going to be taking lots of family members on Sunday morning at 11:30 at Arvada. I'm going to be there.
It's really going to engender a lot of opportunities for witnessing, Joe, don't you think?
Fabulous. You know, I have this little agreement with my grandson, Raymond, and I'm doing 30 hours of Bible study with him. He's just about to turn 17. And so I have been teaching him for the last 2 weeks all the science that's in the Bible, because I saw the screening. And in the screening, the scientists, these so-called secular scientists, call the Bible a fairy tale. So when he gets there and he sees these renowned men making stories up, it's going to blow him away.
Stories like we came from other planets. Isn't that what Dawkins actually admits?
Yeah, he does.
So it's going to be a really exciting weekend, and we encourage everybody to get their family members to join them and go see the new Ben Stein film. Ben Stein's one of my husband's favorites. He really likes him. So
I like Ben Stein. I always have. Focus on the Strategy 3 will be at the dinner that by the way, Steve Curtis is also the president of American Right to Life Action. I didn't want to forget to mention that. So there's lots coming up. There's the movie weekend this weekend. There's the dinner at the Doubletree Hotel in North Denver in Westminster, where Focus on the Strategy 3 is going to be. Now, I'm really interested. Normally, I kind of nose in on things and see what's coming up ahead of time, but I haven't had time. So I'm real interested in seeing this one.
Absolutely. We just know how powerfully it's impacted things in the pro-life world ever since the first one came out. really leading to the personhood wing of the pro-life movement being on such an ascendancy as it is at this point.
Right.
I think that he laid the seeds and the groundwork, and somehow it's all just worked together for good to where it's really taken off. And that's why Colorado's ground zero right now in the pro-life movement, I think.
I sincerely believe that the personhood movement is up and running and moving forward because we've put God first.
That's right.
Politicians no longer are leading. Judges, whoever out there, hasn't told us what to do. We said, this is what God says, this is what we believe, and this is who we're following. And everything has just blossomed. It's been so fabulous just to be on the ride and watch God work.
Absolutely. And as the wonderful sponsor, Christy Burton, says, it's always the right time to do the right thing.
Amen.
And I know you believe that, Joe, and I do too.
I have an article here I thought we might talk about, the senior abortion medium for art, political discourse. Leslie, this is just shocking.
We just talked about how what this woman has done just so beautifully illustrates how necessary the personhood amendment is.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a woman. Now, you haven't really explained to the listeners what she did.
No, I thought you would do that.
Well, you've got the article in your hand, but I'll just tell you what I know of it just from skimming it earlier today, that a girl intentionally had herself artificially inseminated more than once in order to be able to abort her pregnancy so she could videotape it and do a journal about the experience and then claim that that's some kind of artistic expression, and I'm sure she'd probably get a grant for it too, somehow, you know, get the taxpayers to buy into her killing spree.
It's beyond what I would ever imagine. You think you've seen everything, and then you haven't. It's just shocking that not only did she videotape herself having these miscarriages, she saved the blood and the I don't know how far she let herself go. I guess it wasn't too far, but she saved the all the blood and everything that
the little baby body parts.
The little baby body parts, everything, and put them in Vaseline so they wouldn't dry out. Put them in sheets of plastic and put them up in this big cube with video of her miscarrying, she calls it, on three sides. This is such an affront to God.
It is. Did she take the morning after pill, Joe?
Yeah. She took one of the pills. I'm not sure if it was the morning after or not.
The so-called emergency contraception, quote unquote.
Yeah. I don't know how far along that goes. The emergency contraception is the next day, but I don't think it's that. It would have to be
a little bit later.
Are you 486
then?
Yeah, because you don't know whether or not you're pregnant
right away.
Yeah, so she knew she was pregnant, and then she actually filmed herself having these miscarriages when this woman used her own children for entertainment purposes.
Right, and I don't think we should call them miscarriages if she did something to purposely.
Yeah, you can't see me doing the quote unquote thing on the radio, but I mean, that's what she calls it. She calls it that, and she calls it art, and art should be provocative, and it should be inviting people to make inquiry and ask questions. What kind of questions does she want asked? Oh, is abortion okay? Is that what I think the question should be asked is, what kind of a monster is she?
Well, and the question that looms most ominously to me is, what kind of questions is the Lord going to ask her on Judgment Day about what in the world she was doing to, first of all, have herself artificially inseminated, and then secondly, to destroy the life that was within her?
Well, she gets to tell her kids. She gets to tell her kids when she meets them at the judgment seat that, oh, I just needed you for an art project.
Every time you think it can't get any stranger, it sure does.
You know, we have a phone number here that you can call if you want to call into the show. It's 1-800-8-NYARD or 1-800-836-9278. If you'd like to call in, feel free.
Please do. We'd love to hear from some of the listeners today. It makes the show go faster and more exciting.
And then you sent me an email this week about Nancy Brinker. You said, is this the Komen woman? And yeah.
I was in a hotel in Chicago, and I was watching Fox News as the Pope was getting off the plane. Mm-hmm. He's here in the United States on a brief tour, I guess, mainly staying in Washington, D.C., as far as I know, but I could be wrong about that. But anyway, as he was emerging from the airplane, the aircraft, the chief, U.S. chief of protocol, was escorting him down the stairs and speaking to him prior to his introduction to President Bush. And when I heard the name of the U.S. chief of protocol, Nancy Brinker, I fired off an email to you asking, is that the woman that founded the Komen Foundation? And you wrote back and said yes, and I did a blog post pretty quickly before I had to go take an airplane trip. But anyway, it turns out, yes, she is the founder of the Komen Foundation, and we just have to scratch our heads why in the world President Bush might have appointed her to be in this very, very diplomatically sensitive position, because we found out just this past week that the Komen Foundation gave $700,000 to
Planned Parenthood last year.
So we are really disgusted, but that's what we get anymore when we vote for so-called Republicans, and when people are pondering who to vote for in the fall and they're told, oh, you have to vote for McCain or you'll get Obama or Clinton.
Seems to me that if you work for Planned Parenthood in any way, shape, or form, if you have political inclinations, you go right up that ladder, don't you?
It sure looks like it, doesn't it?
You know, it's just amazing to me that so many people in high places are connected to death. You know, they're either trying to kill the elderly.
That's
right. Trying to kill the babies.
The disabled.
There was a man that went into Planned Parenthood this morning in a wheelchair with his girlfriend.
He doesn't get it.
No.
He doesn't get it.
But there was a baby saved this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
We're very, very happy about that.
Well, you know, you mentioned the disabled being vulnerable, and that's a nice segue to another really compelling story that I've been following. Some of the listeners may remember that I actually went down to Florida when Terri Schiavo was being starved,
right.
And there's another disabled woman named Lauren Richardson, and there's a website. I'll give that address before we get off the air today. But her mother is claiming that she doesn't want to live as a disabled person, and her dad's fighting for her. And it's just been really hard to see the same kind of scenario about to repeat itself. We're afraid, and we're trying to figure out ways we can try to rescue this poor young woman who, if she got some therapy, obviously could recover to some extent. And I'm sure she wants to live, but her mother, you know, is taking some quote out of context possibly and saying it's clear and convincing evidence that she doesn't want to live. And yet you see videotape of the girl interacting with her pet when they bring her dog in, and she sitting up in a wheelchair. So our country is really in a dangerous, dangerous place in repeating what happened in Hitler's Holocaust, because they started with the disabled.
And what a slippery slope. I mean, people say a lot of things when they first find out that they're in a difficult situation. They don't want to deal with it. And
That's
they
right.
would say and do things that would lead other people to believe that they don't want to be around to follow through with the situation. That's not how it stays. I mean, when you're hit with horrible news, depression sets in for a little while, especially if you don't know Christ.
Of course, and you could say some off the top of your head glib statement and never in your wildest dreams imagine it was going to come back to bite you to where you'd be put to death mm-hmm. for some silly thing you might have said.
You know, if we could just get people to understand that death doesn't end life. If you are alive to Christ, you would never want that. But if you are not, you're dead to Christ. When you die, you still have an eternal life ahead of you. But it's not going to be a fun one.
That's right.
You know, they're not ending this woman's suffering. What she's going through here, if she doesn't know Christ, is going to be so much worse for all eternity, not just a couple of years.
That's right. So they don't have the authority to make that kind of decision to interfere with her relationship with the Lord, which by, you know, hastening her demise, they could be precluding her from ever coming to know the Lord.
Right.
And maybe she knows him already. We don't know.
We don't know that. But you know what? That's just a slippery slope to just anybody. If we can convince the world that there's no afterlife, that you don't have to know Christ, or that everyone goes to heaven because all roads lead there, we are endangering so many people, not just for the day that they die, but for all eternity. And the people that are actually setting these laws in motion and making these decisions, their soul will suffer.
Is in danger as well. Yes. That's right. Well, if people want to learn a little bit more about Lauren, her website is lifeforlauren.org. And they can find that just by doing a Google search or just going ahead and putting in lifeforlauren.org. So pray for her that her relatives will do the right thing, and pray that the courts will do the right thing. I don't know why we think they will, but...
What state is she in?
She's in Delaware.
So it would be really good to write to all the representatives in Delaware.
Yeah, they're actually... The governor's name is Governor Minner, I believe. And if you just do a Google search on Delaware, you'll come up with ways to contact her. And so far, her staffers are saying that she can't do anything about it because it's in the courts. And I was trying to explain to one of the staffers that that's why we have the balances that we have in the way our system is set up, so that, you know, that she has equal power to the judicial system, and she needs to exercise the authority she's been given by the Lord. And she's, for whatever reason, too willing to sit this one out, and an innocent woman's life is in the balance.
That's right. And her poor dad. Her poor dad, fighting with everything he has for his daughter. You know, God bless him.
He's a good man, and yes, there's even a granddaughter involved, and the mother is keeping the baby from seeing her mom and getting to bond with her, and it's just a tragic story all around. So
that she won't have any... If you keep a child from a mom, what does that do to the mom? It's just totally devastating. Why would you, if they took my kids, my little babies away from me, I would want to die or fight like anything to get them back. And they're just making, it's like the same thing they did to Terry. You know,
that's right.
Just hurt her as much as you can, torture her as much as you can, and then kill her.
Yep.
It's awful.
It's just a crisis in the country that our government seems to be able to do these kinds of things, and enough people aren't aware to really create the groundswell of opposition that we need.
That's right. And it's because the churches aren't telling the people, and the churches need to. And if your church isn't talking to you about some of these issues, if it isn't telling you that you need to be involved and influencing your community around you for Christ and for life, then maybe you shouldn't be in that church. I'm sorry. But churches need to be the ones that are equipping the saints, because we're the ones that are responsible for the country the way it is, and we're the ones that can pull it out with God at the helm.
That's right. And speaking of being involved, if your church isn't carrying a petition or allowing you folks to be there to gather signatures on your Sunday service opportunities, you know, contact Colorado Right to Life if you'd like to, or Colorado for Equal Rights. Just give us a call, 303-753-9394, and our office manager, Donna, would be happy to put something in the mail, a petition to you. And you've got 3 more weeks, I think, to still be gathering signatures, and every signature counts. So,
and they can also go to a website, can't they?
They can. They can go to Colorado for Equal Rights, and I believe anybody there would be able to get one to them as well, and they can learn all about why the personhood effort is so important.
And ColoradoRightToLife.org, they would give you the information you need to get the petitions.
Absolutely. Yeah, they could just dial the number, like I mentioned earlier, 303-753-9394, and we'll pop one in the mail to you. Every signature counts. You can go to King Supers. You can go to Safeway. I believe Walmarts are now allowing people to be out front. And, you know, I went to a King Supers in Douglas County a couple of Sundays ago, and I believe I got, I don't know, like 20 signatures in 35, 40 minutes. So
Wow. It's,
and I know people have done even way better than I have. I don't tend to work with 2 or 3 petitions in my hands at the same time, like our good friend Cal Zastro can, but people are pretty eager to sign something to help with the life effort. So give us a call. We'd love to have you get a petition, and even if you can only gather, you know, 20, 30, 40 signatures before the 3-week period's up, though, everyone will count.
You can only get 10. Everyone will count. We need them.
All they have to do is get the signatures and then take it to a notary republic and mail it back in by about May 1st.
Most people have a bank that has one, and it's free to them. So you can just take it to your bank, have them notarize it, and then mail it back in.
That's right.
So we need every single signature. We need every single one that we can get. This is so important. to get this on the ballot will start a momentum across the country.
I think you're right.
And we need people praying for us to come up with a wise strategy for after it's on the ballot. You know, we know that it's going to be on the ballot, that we can reach the public with the truth about life. We can end this abortion thing. You, if you're sick of listening to abortion on this show,
Do something about it.
Get this personhood thing passed, and we don't have to talk about that anymore.
And money, we always need to mention money would be most appreciated.
Yes.
And welcome. We know that Planned Parenthood, evil Planned Parenthood, was a billion-dollar operation last year,
Their
last fiscal year. So it's a huge Goliath, and we're out there fighting it, but we can't do it without money. So if you like personhood and you want to help gather signatures, fabulous. And if you can send a check, send a check to Colorado for Equal Rights.
Or Colorado Right to Life. It'll all go to the same place. Just earmark it for the personhood amendment or advertising for the personhood amendment. We'll take it because it's so important. This could let me stay home. I won't have to go to an abortion clinic if it...
Every morning. I don't know how you do it, Joe. Being on the front lines for God, though, it's exciting.
Yeah, it is, especially when you can see those little babies.
The fruit. That's right. You said a baby was saved today, praise God. And a couple of weeks back, some twins. And
and we have one coming in May. We have a new baby going to be born. I'll be at the hospital.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And you've got a beautiful photo album of all the babies' lives that have been saved over the years, about 100 a year for 10 years here in Denver.
Okay. So I think we have a phone call. Susan? We only have a couple minutes left, Susan. Hello? Hi, Susan.
I'm just calling real quickly. I wanted to mention something because of what you were talking about on the show today. I've been a longtime member of Cherry Hills Community Church in Highlands Ranch and thought it was so spirit-filled and biblically based. We got 17,000 signatures for the marriage amendment, and our pastor would not let us do the petitions for the personhood amendment because he said he wasn't sure when the soul enters the body.
Oh my goodness.
And I've changed my membership because it opened my eyes that I was not going to a godly church.
You're right, Susan. That was a horrible thing to say. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So I just wanted to get the word out because now I'm just getting my signatures at King Supers.
Great.
God bless you, Susan. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, and we hear other lame excuses, too. It's not the right time or it's not the right language. And the language, of course, is perfect. It couldn't be better. Christy Burton couldn't be a better spokesperson. She's just a breath of fresh air, lovely girl.
Amen.
The love of the Lord shines through her in a major way. We love Christy.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.